Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and for those who don't know, each year there is a singing weekend run at the Clifden Hotel in Tynmouth, and Christine, who runs the weekend, has kindly invited me round for a cup of tea and a chat about the weekend. Hi Christine.
Hello.
So do you want to start by giving us a bit of your background, how you came to be involved with singing? And
background is I'm a music theory teacher, and I was living in Switzerland, and I met Michelle, my friend, and we ran choir together with visually handicapped people, so we used to braille the music and the words. And finally I decided I wanted to do something in England, and organized the first singing weekend. That was in 2007, and it's been going on that long, and now we live in Tynmouth.
Okay, so the first one was held in Bognor Regis, wasn't it, at
yes.
one of the Vision Hotels,
yes.
but you've since moved to Tynmouth, and
yes.
they're run at the Clifden.
Right.
They're actually done in the summer house, aren't they?
Yes.
For those who don't know, the hotel has about 6 acres of ground with it, and in those grounds is a summer house, and it's a lovely setting, and that's where all the music and singing takes place.
Yes.
So do you want to tell us what the weekend involves? What sort of music do you, what sort of singing is it? And
okay, so first we start on the Thursday. Usually people arrive on Thursday, the 8th of May. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday till noon, we sing between 10 to 12 and 3:30 to 5:30. So there is a break in the middle of the day. We do a mix of worship music and non-worship music. We sing about 8 to 9 songs that we're going to perform at the hotel Sunday evening at 8:30. So everybody's welcome to come and listen to us. And here's my cat, Goblin.
And you're doing a performance at one of the local churches as well, aren't you?
Yes, we're doing a performance Sunday at 10 o'clock. I mean, it's not really a performance. We're just going to sing during communion time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's for anybody, isn't it? You don't have to be a fantastic singer. You can be a beginner.
It's for everybody. Yeah. And everybody's welcome.
And the cost is just, that's brilliant. You don't pay for the singing weekend. You're just paying to for your accommodation at the Clifden Hotel. So you're not paying actually for, you know, the singing lessons or anything like that, or that is all for free. So you've just got your accommodation and food at the hotel. So if you live locally, you could turn up and join in anyway.
Yes. So. And we hope Jo will join.
Yeah, Christine's trying to persuade me. I think I'd break the windows. So how many have you got coming so far? I know it's that you don't know for definite.
I don't know definitely. Last time I talked to Mick, I think there was 10 people, but there might probably be more now. We usually get around 16, 20, 20, I don't know how many, the most we've been, but it's around that number.
Yeah, so it's a nice number.
Yeah, it's a nice number.
Yeah, I've been told that everybody's a friendly bunch, and if you're on your own, you shouldn't be afraid to come. You should still come and join in, because everybody's really friendly and gets to know each other, and there's lots of free time to make friends and chat and everything, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
So if they want to book, do they contact the hotel direct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the number for the Clifden Hotel is 01626 770052, and that's the singing weekend from the 8th to the 12th of May. It's someone called Mick, isn't it, who started
yes.
it?
He sang the first time, and he said, please, can we do it again? And it's thanks to him that it goes on now.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So yeah. So hopefully it will keep going year after year, because singing and music is something that as visually impaired people we can take part in completely. There's no
yes.
barriers really.
Yeah.
And that's another good thing. Christine was telling me earlier that whatever your preferred format is, the words are all done for you. So if you want your words in braille, that's available, and
yes.
Christine does that all herself.
Yes.
So you learn braille and you teach braille music as well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So everybody's catered for. And one of the people, Steve, who comes on the weekends, he's done an audio boo on the VI Talk channel. So if you want to listen to somebody talking about the weekend from somebody who participates from their point of view, you can go along and listen to that, to Steve telling you all about it and what it's like. So is there anything else that I've missed out, Christine?
No, I think that's it. Yeah. Brilliant. And come and enjoy yourself, because it's really enjoyable. Yeah. Should be anyway.
Yeah, and it's a lovely setting. About at the hotel, about a 10-minute walk from the sea, and some lovely places to have a walk, and and hopefully it'll be nice weather. So, well, thank you very much, Christine.
You're most welcome.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.